to look at the Nesivei Sholem from the Sfonim Rebbe discusses a concept which will serve us well, actually, to understand the Tzaddik's Inyan on the same pasuk. The pasuk, basically, as you notice, is Vayomer Yankiv Sholem Ir Shechem. After Yaakov Avinu's encounter with the Sar Shalesov and everything else, Asheberet Kenan, Bevoi Mipadan Aron, Vayichan Es Panei Oir. Pshuta, what it means, Vayichan Es Panei Oir, means that Yaakov Avinu, he rests. It's Loshen Chanoyo. Vayichan Es Panei Oir, and he rests Es Panei Oir. And Vayomer Yankiv Sholem is very well known. Yaakov Avinu comes home, he comes back complete. So Chazal say, Yesh Lufavish Oimroi Vayomer Yankiv Sholem, says the Nesivei Sholem, Shechazal Darshu Bazeh Sholem Begufoi, Sholem Bememoinoi Vesholem Beterosoi. Yaakov Avinu had many, many Nisyonis. A man, after being away for so many years, either he comes back physically harmed, Keneged that it says Sholem Begufoi, that he came back perfectly, Sholem complete in his goof. Many times a person comes back, you know, and loses his money. Right? He's not a Sholem B'mamoinoi. Goes long trips, was not successful, bad investment, Genevis, Gezelis, he loses it. No, Sholem B'mamoinoi. And finally, Sholem B'teirosoi, which means also his Torah was complete. Again, a wayfarer, a traveler, a wanderer, certainly does not have the Yishuv Adas that he has sitting back in the Beis Medrash. Would have been very shy if the Yaakov Avinu comes back minus a little bit in his Torah. No, Sholem B'Teirosa. The Hainuch is a Koyla Tachlis Ashlemus. In other words, Tachlis Ashlemus means in every level, whether it's Begufoi, whether it's Bemoinoi, whether it's in Torah. Sometimes you might be Sholem in one area, but you're not Sholem in a different area. So we see here that it actually was Sholem in every area. That means Sholem, the Tachlis Ashlemus. The Yesh Levaya Mayam Meshmoiz Bezel Derech HaAvoida. The Sholem would like to explain, in other words, this idea of Sholem the Gufay, Sholem the Moine, Sholem the Teros on a different level. In a level relating to Avoidas Hashem. How do we understand these three inyonim, these three levels of Shlemus, on the level of Avoidas Hashem? So the Medrash, you find in the Medrash, and you'll see Rav Tzaddik also brings this Medrash. That's why I brought it down, first of all, with the Nesivei Sholem, as you'll see, a way of thinking about this Chazal. Medrash says a very fascinating thing. Vayichan Es Panei Oir, Yaakov Avinu comes, and he camps Es Panei Oir in the city. Nichnas Be'erev Shabbos Im Dimdume Chama. He arrives like before Shkia, like this Erev Shabbos with a snowstorm. Many people hardly made it, you know. So he arrives Erev Shabbos in Dimduma Chama. The Kovat Tchumen Mibayim, and he was Kaveyat Tchumen. In other words, he's Kone Shvisa, and marks off the Tchum. I can go up to here. From here and beyond, I can't go. How does the Medrash know this? How does the Medrash know this? Because the Medrash doesn't say Yichan is from the Lashon Menucha. Shabbos is Menucha. Shabbos is Menucha. And it says Vayichan is Pnei Oir, Vayichan from Lashon Menucha. Referring to Shabbos, Techazal Hado Omlet, from here we see Shishomer Yaakov is a Shabbos Kodim Shinitim. So Chazal comes to the conclusion, Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos before it was given. Fine. Oid Omru B'Medrash, then he says another thing. And by the way, Rav Tzaddik also makes that point. Medrash says another thing, that Avraham She'ein Kosev Bo Shmir Shabbos, Avraham Avinu, right, who it is not mentioned. Now, we know, which you'll see later in the Tzaddik, we know that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim, Kol HaTayirat Kula Achlin, it's not Ekev HaShishom Avraham, right, the Koyle Vish Mishmardi, Toyoisa, Mitzvotech HaKoyzai, and Chazal Zikayim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTayirat Kula. But you know what the difference is? By Avraham Avinu, it's not Mefurish, the Inyan of Shmir Shabbos. We derive it somehow, we learn it out somehow, we have a Kabbalah somehow, but in the Yaakov Avinu, it's mentioned Beferish. So therefore, so the Medrash says, Avraham She'ein Kosev Shmir Shabbos, Yorash Esau Oilon Bemido. So therefore, he yarshins the world Bemido, meaning is with a measure. Shenema says, Kum is Halach Bo, the Oracle of Rabba, which means that there is a limit. There's a limit to Avraham Avinu's Kinyan in the world. Ava Yaakov, says Chazal, Shekosu Bo Shmir Shabbos is written, Shenema Vayichan Es Panei Oir, Nichnas Im Dimdumei Chama, he arrives right before sunset, the Kovat Chumim Bayoim, Yorash Eso Oilam Shaloi Bemido. Yaakovino had a kinyan in the Beloi Mido, without any measure, Belik Vu, without an ending. Shenema Boya Zaracha Kaparora to Prat the Yom of the Kena Toy and the Megbos, which that is, as we know, Nachlo Belim Mitzorim. Says the Nesiva Sholem, Vineki Medui Beloshna Medrish. So again, from the Medrash we see Shemalosa Sheyakov Hu Shekosuv Boy Shomer Shabbos. It says written. It's written that he was Shomer Shabbos. Because after all, Kishmir Shabbos, Halikayim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah. So factually speaking, Avraham was also Mekayim Shabbos. So what is the edge? The edge is that it is written. So what does that mean? Is it a difference if it's written to Farish? Either way, Avraham Avinu is just as much as the Shomer Shabbos. What is the Mal Yusuf? What is the Maila that by Yaakov it's mentioned to Farish? By Yichan. Means the Torah makes a point of saying he was a Shomer Shabbos. So Avraham Avinu, we know he was a Shomer Shabbos. Bottom line, both were Shomer Shabbos. So what's the chilik? This is Yogi Shrim to Sinish. We know it to be true in both cases. So what's the Maila? The Torah Bio Mal Be'emes Malosam Yuchedesh Yaakov Sheboi Nichtav Shemir Shabbos Shavuzer Zochel Anachol Bli Mitzorim Umadu HaKoz LaTorah Zadavki Beduk Mishol Kviyas Chumen. All the Torah wrote it regarding Kviyas Chumen V'loi B'kiddish O'imai Tachem Inom Shabbos. We're not going to go into the whole situation, but one nekuda I want to mention here, this, we have this one paragraph of the Nesiva Sholem, and that is V'yesh Levayer. He wants to explain, and again, this is part of an idea, and I did not bring Badatka the whole essay in the Sholem, because the idea is not only to go from here into the Pritzadik, but it's Kedai, just this one nekuda that the Nesiva Sholem that we have over here, and that is, when it's Mashem from the Loshem of the Posse, V'yobo Ir Shechem Asher Beretz Kenan. That means Shechem he miyad b'gvul Eretz Yisrael, because it says Vayovo Ir Shechem, which is in Eretz Canaan. Is mashma that till now, right, he was not yet in Eretz Canaan. He comes into Shechem, which is Eretz Canaan. Is mashma the mashmoi says that Shechem is really the gvul. That's right away the gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Ukemashikotav Rambam Shoha Ir Sukkis Yadayim Mechutzlor. Because let's say before it says the Yaakov Nosa Sukkoiso. Yaakov Nosa Sukkoiso that was the Chutzlor, says Rambam. When was the first time he entered Eretz Yisrael? It's when it says Vayovoy Ir Shechem. Baharei Sheoz Hoysetchilas Boye Bishar Eretz Hakdoshim. He comes into Eretz Yisrael. He comes into Shechem. So says the Nesiva Sholem. So let's look at it now. The Medrash tells us that when was this? What was the time frame of this situation, of this arrival? Choyezeh Be'er Shabbat Imdum Dumechama. Nimsa comes out. Sheyakov Nichnas Eretz Yisrael. The Panya de Malishapsa. He enters Eretz Yisrael just right, just Erev Shabbos in Chashecha, as Shabbos is approaching. Which means, look at the observation, the Nisagdu Etzlo Shabbos of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, sort of the Basachas, acquired two levels of Kedusha. One level of Kedusha, Mitzav Kedusha Shabbos, and also Mitzav the Mokim, which is Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu encounters. And he acquires two levels of Kedusha, Mitzad Shabbos and Tzai Mitzad Eretz Yisrael. The significance of this is, says the Nesiva Sholem, said, because V'hinei Tachlis Avodas Hashem Hikoyim Ramzal, the Tachlis Avodas Hashem, what is the purpose? What is the topic of a Yid on this world? What is the purpose? Shinisava Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyas Loedira B'Tachtoin. It's a very well, it's a famous Chazal, in the Zohar Kodesh as well, in many, many places mentioned, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, which basically his heavenly abode is in Shemayim. He wanted to have a place that's worthy for Ashrois Hashchinah to make a dira, to have a dira, to have a branch, if you will. Kodesh Baruch Hu's dira is in Shemayim. That's where the Kis HaKovet is. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be a dira. There should be a place on this world where he can come down and would be Ashrois Hashchinah. So in Siva Sholem, this fact, this Matthias, that on this world also we can have a dira b'tachtoinim, in Yinzeh Yesh, on three levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dira in this world manifests itself on three levels, which is known in the Mekubalim, the Oilom and Shona the Nefesh. We know that there are three principles. We know there is time and there is space, and then there are the people, right, who live in within time and within space. Oilom, right, which is space, Shona represents time, and Nefesh are the people who live in that space and in that time frame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a dira on this world is on three levels regarding time, there's a special time that is exclusively or especially appropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu finding a reason to want to come down in this world. There's also not only a special time, there's a special place, and there's also special people with whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to associate. On three levels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds a dira b'taktoinen. Oilam, that's space; shana, specific time; and nefesh, specific people. Oilam, as far as space is concerned in this world, where is the real space in the world that is the primary place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his dira, where he builds his house? Where's that prime neighborhood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds his house? Dira b'taktoinen, that's Eretz Yisrael. Hamokim Hamikudish, that's the Mokim Hamikudish HaRoi L'Shoyet HaShchinah. B'shono, as far as time is concerned, time, when is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, finds it most appropriate for a Dira B'taktoinim? That's Shabbos. Shabbos, Hayoim, Shabbos is the day which is Roi L'Shoyet HaShchinah. And if we're looking for Nefesh, people, who is among all people, right, who is the person who, if you will, is the most desirable in a sense, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds the reception and the proper person to whom, with whom to associate for Ashrayas HaShchinah? Yaakov hu benefesh, because it says, K'mod Yisrael, the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Yaakov chevel nachlosai. Yaakov represents the nachla HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens is, when Yaakov Avinu, now for the first time, coming back, he goes into Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, you have all three levels of Kedusha on the highest level coming together. Whereas Shabbos is by itself, and Sheret Yisrael can be by itself, and Yaakov might be by himself. But Yaakov, you know, coming to Shechem, and as Chazal say, with Erev Shabbos in Chashecha, you have all three highest levels of Kedusha coming together in Babasachat. You have Mokim, and you have Zman, and you have Nefesh together, which are intrinsically bound and wound together. Yaakovino comes in on Erev Shabbos. Yistarfu Yaakov was connected together. Hanefesh Hanifcheres, right? The nefesh, the most admirable, the chosen nefesh among all the nefeshes. Yaakov, bizman hanifchar imamokem hanifchar. All the three elements, which is most nifchar, the mokem hanifchar, which is Eretz Yisrael, the zman hanifchar, and the nefesh hanifchar. So the Higia also Tachlis Ashleimis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lisa Dira B'Tachtoinim. If there ever was, right, if there was an achievement of this goal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, right, to create a Dira B'Tachtoinim on the highest level, fulfill in every area, it happened now, because Nisabe Lisa Dira B'Tachtoinim on each and every level, inside B'Mokoy, inside B'Zman, inside B'Nefesh, on all three levels, which each one is a Maila B'Tnei Atzmoy. And here we have all three milas together. It happened at this particular time. That's what it means. V'zeh shomar, says in Siva Sholem, V'ayobo yankiv sholem. Ir Shechem means, Shehisik dargas shleimis rotzen Hashem. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen was completely fulfilled. Sholem means, through Yaakov Avinu, became fulfilled, right? The rotzen, the first cause, the first rotzen, the original will, the purpose, the primary purpose, the original purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to create the world, came to its realization by Yaakov Avinu coming to Shechem, which is Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos, Yaakov Avinu, the Nefesh HaNivchar, in the Mokem HaNivchar, in the Zman HaNivchar, Shekibul Shabbos Be'eretz Yisrael, Ukebi Isa, as it is stated, the Tevis Shechem, the word Shechem is also in the Trekin, Rosh Tevis, Shem Kevoid Malchusoy, right? In other words, Hamaram is Hashoyes Hashchinah. That here we have Hashoyes Hashchinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzavah desires to have a Dira B'Tachtoinim on all three levels, which is Shom Hisik Dargis Hashleimis B'Tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will was fulfilled to its utmost, to its highest purpose, has been now achieved, because on all three levels we find the most desirable situation of all three coming together, which not very rarely would happen. The greatest person, the Choshev's the place, the Choshev's the Zman, all three coming together. That's one idea of Ayova Yankiv Sholem. Okay, so here, B'derech HaVoyder, according to the Nisiv HaSholem, B'derech Yankiv Sholem means Shleimus in Oilom, and in Shona, and in Nefesh. In all three levels coming together, which therefore, it became realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen became realized to have a Dira B'Tachtoinim, and it become fulfilled. With this in mind now, let's take a look. We can move on very conveniently to have to look what Reb Tzadik has to say. It's again from the Pre-Tzadik, again among many, many essays there. So let's take a look here. Vayova Yankiv Sholem Veyichanat Pnei Oyer. How Reb Tzadik develops the thought about the same idea. Reb Tzadik HaKoyin. He says, "Vayova Yankiv Sholem Yichas Benahir Visa Vibracious Rabba Nichnas Berev Shabbos Hado Da At Omar." Says Chazal, from here we see Shishomer Yankiv is a Shabbos. Same Medrash that didn't see the Sholem brought down. Well, the Mal of Parshas Bereishis Isa Alze Avram She'ein Kosev by Shemir Shabbos. The Medrash makes a point of saying Avram Avinu, even though he was a Shemir Shabbos, but it's not written about him. It's not stated. Right? He says. And so on and so forth. The Sholem quoted the entire Medrash, which was the idea, so Yaakov was zeichet to a nachla b'li mitzorim. To a nachla b'li mitzorim. And the Hainu, says Reb Tzadik, the Bavron k'siv rak beremes. The difference is that Avraham Avinu, there's only an allusion to the fact that he was a Shem Shabbos, because we know the Pasuk says, Ekev asher shom Avraham b'koili, yes? It doesn't say which particular mitzvah, it doesn't say, Ekev asher shom Avraham b'koili, the Yishma Mishmarti, the Goyim, etc. Shekaim Kolatay Rekula, the Shabbos Beklau. Al Beyakov, Shabbos is pronounced. Shabbos is specifically emphasized. Beyakov Avinu, it says, Kotabay Mefurish Vayicham, Shekova Tchumim, right? And he also he set boundaries, right? In order to realize, to know exactly how far he can go and from when he cannot go. The Hukinian Amoram Zal, says Reb Tzadik, he says, this actually is quite similar, coincides, this idea that by Yaakovino it's mentioned beferish, as opposed to Romavino it's not mentioned beferish. He says, this really coincides with what the Medrash says, and you may have heard about this Medrash, She'ilu hoya ruven yoidea, she'kodesh baruchu machtiv olav etzilei miyodam, he doesn't even quote the whole Medrash. Medrash tells us, the Torah says, by ruven ve'atzileu miyodam, the Medrash says, if Ruven would have known, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to write in the Torah that Tzolei Miyodam Al Kisei Foy Hoye Melicha Lovev, he would have brought Yosef home on his shoulders. In other words, he would have done more. And all the Mepharshim ask, I mean, does it mean because it was Reuven doing it because of COVID? If Reuven would have known that the Torah would write by Yatzilei Miyodam, then Namish he would have been a Zoris to the point he would have brought him home on his shoulders. But now that he was not aware of it, Yatzilei Miyodam, he saved him in a lesser way. Yatzilei Miyodam. And we'll explain that in a second. And it says further, had Aharon known Shekodesh Baruch Hu machtiv olav. What does it say about Aharon when Moshe Rabbeinu comes? Ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't be worried, Aharon will not be jealous. So the Medrash says, if Aharon would have known that the Torah will write that this is such a big deal, ro'acho v'somach b'liboy, the Sufim would be m'choyle. I'm quoting the Medrash, so it doesn't bring the whole thing. Then Anakim would have gone out, you know, with a band to be Mekabel Ponen. So what does it mean? If he would have known that it's written in the Torah, that the Torah would talk about it, so then he would do more. I mean, is the Anakim doing things because of exposure that he's looking for? Is it character exposure that he wants, that the Torah should write about it? Then he would have done such and such. And similar to that also says, Vilu ha-yedei aboyez. If Boaz would have known Shekodesh Baruch Hu machtiv olav, it says that the Boaz, when he fed Rus, if Boaz would have known that the Torah says that he roasted some corn for Rus, if he would have known that the Torah would write it, he would have given her avzois petumois, he would have given her stuffed kis. Maybe sushi or something. No. Would have given it. Yeah. Some very special food he would have given. So all in the portion, they ask this question. What does it mean? If the Torah would write about it, there's something extra special about it. Tzadik is not going into it now, he'll mention soon, but the idea is we see there's something special to be said when the Torah writes the Beferish. Had Aharon known the Torah will write the Beferish, he would have done more. If Reuven would have known the Torah would write by Tzileu Miyodam, Reuven would have done more. And then it is, he says, right away, Tzadik says, Ayin Shem B'vadai, She'ein Achavon El'Ispoir B'zeh. It's clear Chazal do not mean that his kavana was a spoiler, but that his kavana was, you know, to boast about it. In other words, if Aharon would have known that the Torah would write about his experience, he would do even more. In other words, so the column and the lahavdol, you know, the publicity would be greater. Is that what he's looking for? Is that what Reuven would be looking for? Certainly not, says Reb Tzadik. That's the Hanabe Kavona. Chas Cholila. It means is, like Misha Nichtaval of the Torah and the Purish, but forget, it's a simen, not a siba. It's not a cause. It's a sign. If the Torah writes about something, that this is a sign, Shenikteboy Likium La'ol Ne'ab. In other words, the Tzadik is saying here in one word, there's written in the Shura Das, by the way, for Rebel Yemer Bloch. When Yemer Bloch writes there in the Sefer Shura Das, he writes, many times we underestimate things that we do. And sometimes we also overestimate things that we do. We, with our limited vision, think that saving a life, let's say, is taka gewaltig gesagt. But then many times maybe, or a smile, showing a smile to another person, that's a small thing. However, we can never know really what we perceive to be a dober cotton might in fact be a dober godel miyoyt. Says the rebellion mayor, he says, how do we really know if what we do is a dober godel or a dober cotton? Well, one thing is clear, that anything Torah mentions is a siman that this has a message of nitzchias. Anything written in the Torah means that it has impact for all generations, that there's a message here for all generations to learn from. Something that's not written in the Torah means it's not going to have an impact of lo'ol ne'ad, lo'ol ne'ad. Which means, Reuven thought that saving Yosef maybe is a private situation between him and his brother. It's a gewaltig thing to save your brother. But Reuven has no knowledge that he's saving a leader who's going to become a Mishnah Lamelech. Because of Yosef HaTzadik, right? Klal Yisrael, right? Klal Yisrael are going to be saved in Mitzrayim. And ultimately, this is going to lead the path to the coolest Mitzrayim. Reuven had no way of knowing that saving Yosef is not saving a Yochid, saving Yosef. But saving Yosef actually involved the entire Klal Yisrael. But that's the way it was. It was that way. But the Torah didn't write it, the Tzarish. The Torah didn't write. I mean, Reuven didn't know that the Torah is going to write that Tzilei Umiyodom. Had Reuven known that the Torah would write that Tzilei Umiyodom, he realized how great, right, his Maisa is. Without realizing it, he thought, it's a precious act of atonement between me and my brother. So it's a nice thing to do. It's a very important thing to do. It's a chashuv thing to do. But he didn't realize that this is an impact of Nitzchias. If we would know that the little thing, many of our little things, that this would impact the Nitzchias, how much more would we do it with a greater enhancement? We do it with a greater Zrizis, and certainly we do it to a greater measure. Tzadik is saying all of these things mean, when it's written the Torah, it means that there is a kinyan here, La'ol Me'ad, if Neshalev Nasim Mezuchich Bin Yazeh. Also, it means that this Pu'ula actually purifies the person through and through. He says, V'zeh Inyan Shmir Shabbos Shenisker Tzal Yaakov Avinu. When it says by Yaakovinu Mepurish in the Torah Shmir Shabbos, it means that the Shmir Shabbos of Yaakovinu actually permeated his entire being and purified Yaakov Avinu to the highest level of purification. The fact that the Torah wrote he was a Shem Shabbos, because what is the definition of a Shem Shabbos? What does it mean to be a Shem Shabbos? So it's something, because you know, it says, since it's written, again, it's a Yaakovinu Mepurish. It means that through Kedusha Shabbos his leiv became through and through thoroughly purified. Shemir Shabbos, in one word, if you want to know what Shemir Shabbos is, Shemir Shabbos means Rekas Bashem. Shemir Shabbos means that when Shabbos comes, we leave this earthly experience and we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that we cannot do it during the week. Shabbos means that we connect, our neshamas connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say that Yaakov Avinu, when the Torah writes Yaakov Avinu was a Shem Shabbos, it means that he connected the Pnimiyus Machshavto in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became totally connected. As Reb Tzadik points out, because by a goy we know, Shibbenei Noyech Nitztavu, by a goy Faket, a goy is not allowed to be a Shem Shabbos. Shibbenei Noyech Nitztavu Yoyim Belay Lo Yishvoisu. You know, a goy, whether Yoyim Belay Lo Yishvoisu, they're not allowed to rest. They're not allowed to rest. They're not allowed to be Shem Shabbos. The reason is very simple. Kim Hoylech Botel, Heim Oichlim Vishoyis Maparzim. A goy, if he's not occupied, what does he do? What does he do? A shiket, a rest, and a drink, right? And causes disaster. So how can you allow a goy to rest? In other words, keep him occupied. Keep him occupied. A goy isn't allowed to be a shomer Shabbos, because if he's a yoshev bottle, right, what's he going to do? Is oichel and b'shoyes and mepayrzes. Val zen emar, therefore the Torah said, the potik is odom lo'omol yulat. However, he says, onom gam b'yisrael nemar odom lo'omol yulat. Bayin it also says, but it's on a different level. There's two categories. By Yisroel, when it says Adam lo omol yulad, man was born like to toil. By Yidden, there are two levels. The Yesh ben Beisu Yanoshim. There are two levels. There are people Sheyesh Nefoshes. There are people Sheyeshoyr Shom Betolda Lias Oiskim Bechol Yemei Hamaisa the Omol Derecheres in Kviat Yitamotayr. The Tzaddik says very clearly, not everybody is cut out. They sit and learn 24 hours a day. The solution is sheshoyr sham betolda. You see what I'm saying? There are certain nefashes sheshoyr sham. Their shoyrish is by birth. He is oiskim bechol yemei amaisa the omel derecheres. What kviyas itim l'toyre? A lot of every year that's learn toyre. But at the same time, the ein of toyre with derecheres. He says kedesh derech shomrus chazal say yovatam l'toyrim derecheres. That's one level. Ukinyan mashomru. As a matter of fact, the gemara says in brachas that there are those who try to overstep their bounds. They try to attempt. Right? To go beyond. How about also Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon was unique. It was Torah also, human also. Totally, fully occupied in Torah. The Harba also Reb Shimon, the Gemara said, also be other, not successful. So he said, also be other. So these people, whose their lifestyle behooves a lifestyle of Torah with their Acheres, so he says, being that they also have a lifestyle of their Acheres together with Torah, so he says, when Shabbos comes, v'zeh nasalei b'Shabbos, hashvisa v'hanaychev d'v'tayre. In other words, a person who is an oyveit, b'sheshes yimei ha'maisa, to him the Shabbos experience is through Torah. This yid needs Torah. Shabbos, you have to learn more. Shabbos, you're not working. You should learn more. And therefore, you the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which through the week, because sheshes yimei ha'maisa is involved more in their cheres, so Shabbos, to be able to connect and to glean what Shabbos has to offer, is with the medium of Torah. In other words, if you're going to sit back and do nothing, you're not going to be able to glean from Kedusha Shabbos. The experience Kedusha Shabbos is through Torah. But doing something else other than Torah, you're not going to be able to glean. Right? You're not going to be able to glean and receive what Kedusha Shabbos really has to offer. That's what he says. The Naicha, the Naicha and the Shvisa of Shabbos should be through Divrei Torah. And as he points out, however, Umisha Zocha, however he says, the other category of people are, one, let's say, who has the schus, Shagam b'sheches yima ha'maisa, amoloi v'omol ha'teiret. So those yechidim, who are zoiche, that in the sheches yima ha'maisa, their amelus is in Torah the entire week, k'mo shomru, as for example, like the Gemara suggests in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells you this, Tuvei l'dizochi. Tuvei is an Aramish, is Ashrei. In other words, fortunate are those who are zoiche. What are these zoiche? They have a druftike deraita. That their toil, druftike means their omel. That their toil is in Torah. Listen to what the tzaddik says. There's an amazing thing. A person who is toirosoim nosoi during the week can experience the Shabbos experience even without learning. A person who is toirosoim nosoi during the week can experience the Shabbos experience without learning. Why? Because the tzaddik, listen, he says, a person who is Teirosoim Nosoi Azai Kishibo HaShabbos, when Shabbos comes, Margish Kedusha Shabbos, Shebepnimiyas Machshavtoi Nikshav Hashem Yisborach, because his neshama is fully connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Beloi Shum Pe'ule. You know why? Ki Kol Tinu Oysov HaMekshurim Bo Yisborach. But the tzaddik says, a person who is Teirosoim Nosoi, Memele, he's married to Kedusha Shabbos without any specific pu'ula. Why? Because such a tzaddik, no matter what he does, he's connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, is Avodas Hashem only when you daven? Is Avodas Hashem only when you're learning? Is Avodas Hashem when you're eating and drinking too? So you really are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything you do. Every step you walk, you're walking for a purpose. If it's making a living, it also could be a purpose transferred L'Shem Shemayim. The Chuponet, when a person is basically involved the entire week, basically, in Avodah, in Derech Eretz, so Shabbos particularly, to be able to achieve and be able to receive what Shabbos has to offer, one has to do it through different Torah. But a person who's basically Torah, he's automatically connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything that he does. So he's able to have the Shabbos experience no matter what he does. So you don't have to pinpoint, if you do this, then you'll experience Kodesh Shabbos, no matter what he does. Everything is Mekudesh. Every Pu'ula, as he says, to call to Noisa. Call to Noisa means all of his movements. Hey, Makshurim Bo Yisborah. So the Shabbos experience happens by itself. Because this is the person who's connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shmir Shabbos means to be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Certain people will have to do a special Limud HaTorah on Shabbos. And then there are those, no matter what they do, they are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu because they live in a world of Torah Soyim Nosoy. Says now Reb Tzadik, having said that, that v'zeh inyan kedushas Yaakov Avinu olav hasholem. The kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, to define the level of kedusha that Yaakov Avinu contains, la'achas shenishlam b'shleimus kudushotoy, when Yaakov Avinu was oichet shleimus. Now you have a Yaakov sholem. What did that mean? It means shenasim mekushim bo yizbarach b'chol in yodot. Not only when you're learning, when you're speaking, when you're walking, when you're going, when you're doing. You reach a level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what you do, any pu'ule. That's called Shleimus in Kedusha. That is the level of Kedusha that Yaakovino attained. Okay, Moshe Amru. Now look what the Tzadik says. This is an amazing thing. In what way was he Sholem? Sholem Begufay. Sholem Benonoinoi. Sholem Beterosai. What do these three things represent? Now we had the Nesivah Sholem, these three things represent, as he pointed out, without going so much into it, but because we didn't finish the whole article, the whole piece of Nesivah Sholem, then he mentioned three ideas, which is Oilam Shona Nefesh, right? Says Reb Tzadik as follows. This is what Reb Tzadik says. When it says Yaakov Avinu was a Sholem, Sholem Begufa, Sholem Bemoina, Sholem Beterosai, Hamechuvment means Al Shloisha in Yona Hashleimus, Shenishlamu Bahem Shloisha Ovis. Yaakov Avinu attained Shleimus. Now listen to what he's saying. He tenched Lamas, and he combined the milas of all the others put together. Ashu bazeh nishlam tachlis abriya. We'll soon see what the nekud is. There are three inyonim. There are three special midos to conquer, which that basically is the tachlis abriya, mishloisha apigomim, three deficiencies. This is like in the last week's shir. Shem zelu mazeh, kino. Taiva the Covet. Kin and Taiva the Covet, these are forces that destroy the world. As it says, Moitzian Atodam and Oilam. The Ovis, as the Tzadik will show, basically conquered each one of these Midas. Yaakov Avinu, as Milo was, he conquered all three to the highest level. Sai Kina, Sai Taiva, and Sai Covet. And he points out, he develops the idea as follows. He says, regarding the Milchama, regarding the tension, to ward off, right? To ward off the inyan of Kine, to ward off Taiva, to ward off Kovet. So, Azem Aramit, the first thing we say is Sholem Begufay. You know what Sholem Begufay means? That who Habirer, that is the purification of Midas Hakina. Sholem Begufay means Yaakov Avinu had no jealous bone in his body. How do you derive that? Look what he says. An amazing chav. He says, because Alpima Shomru, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Brabachoy bar Yoshio, shall call me she'ein lo kina beliboy." A person who has no jealousy in his heart, says the Gemara, "Ein atzmoisav markivim." His bones do not decompose. In other words, his guf remains complete even after he's gone, even after he is buried. Atzmoisav, his bones do not rot, his bones do not decompose, because he has no kina. Ukinirim etoises, the Tzadik tells us etoises in Bava Basha Daf Yudzayim. So it says, Shemisha ein loikino, gam boso haguf bishleimus. In other words, not only the bones, but a person who has no kina, even the boso, even the flesh remains bishleimus. Ukinirim loshna gemara, as one can see the loshna gemara, gashashay, that's going back to the gemara Shabbos. The gemara says, gashashay, he touched him. They weren't talking about a caver, where he says he touched him, and he realized that there's a body with flesh. Gashashay. And the Gemara uses, and the Gemara follows up with this memra, because call me a person she'ein lo kina b'libo in atzmoisa markidim. We see from here that a person who has no kina, his body remains complete, his body remains whole. Falken chilku b'toises, therefore toises, like he says, the hanach shiva. For example, the Gemara says there were special seven people, seven tzaddikim in the world. Shalta behen rima, right? They had no rima, which means no insects, no worms are not shalit in the body, you know, after they're in the ground. So Taisa says, you know what it means shalta behen rima? Taisa says it means hainu shlohoye shum shlita laharima. No rima means no worms whatsoever. Atila ke'ein masha omer b'rabozeb Reb Shimon. B'rabozeb Reb Shimon is an amazing tzaddik, and yet B'rabozeb Reb Shimon, the Gemara says, after he passed away, many years he wasn't buried. The Gemara tells us his wife kept his body in a closet, and the Gemara said after many years, even his body did not decompose; his body remained whole, but they saw worms creeping out of his ears. So you want to understand why? So it turned out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very medagzik with tzaddikim kechut asar. It turns out that once in his lifetime, he heard how somebody was mavazat Talmud Chacham, and he did not take up, and he kept quiet. So the ears that heard and did not respond, so la'acham misosoi, there were like worms coming out of his ears to denote that he heard something and he didn't take action. But his body remained whole. But there were seven tzaddikim. So what's the specialty about the seven tzaddikim? That these seven tzaddikim, they didn't even have, not only the body didn't decompose, but they didn't even have worms crawling around within the body. In other words, we find an opik rikshim udne, right? That rikshim means these creeping things came out of his ears. Aval vadai, shemisha ein loikino, nishar kol besar hagup shein amarkir. Einshon. Says the tzaddik, that's what it means. Vze inyan sholem begufoi. So the tzaddik, therefore, when it said by Yaakovin sholem begufoi, she nishar kol gufoi bikim ashlemes, ayidei birr memidis kino. So that's number one. That's one that you say it. Shalom the Gufi means Yaakovinu, right? At Mashmuen, he purified. At Ozga Arbid, the Midif and Kina, absolutely no jealousy, right? One of the three main deficiencies, Hatava Vakina Vakovai. Yaakovinu reached the Madrega, no Kina whatsoever. What Shalom the Mamoinoi mean? Not talking about money alone. It's a simon, it's a sign. When it says Yaakovinu was Shalom the Mamoinoi, it means Kenegir Hadbir Mahataiva. Because there is hardly anything that could compete with the taiva of moment. Tavas moment is way up there, right? It's one of the top. Ki moment shayrish kol ataivis ukumushenema the kesef v'zov yerbeloch. Right? What's the pasuk say? V'ram lavavecha v'shachatu shem lekecha. So we see that one is the root of, as we know. All right. And now we have the sholem b'toyrosoi. That's Tachlis Habirer Sheyakovino. That's referring to the purification of Kovod. How does that relate to Torah? Shehu Neged, next column. Because Shehu Neged Bakoshes HaKovod. In other words, Yaakov Torah is something which is completely in direct opposition for Gaiva, for glory and honor. Because Umazeh Shehu HaGaiva, Ukenegde Torah. Torah is the opposite of the mid of Gaiva, because we know Torah is Imshul Olmayim. The Gemara says Torah is compared to water. In which way? Just like water goes from high to low, right? Like water doesn't go downstream. Water goes downstream. So it leaves, forget, water leaves high areas and goes down to the lowest spot. It finds its place in the lowest of places. So the same thing. It's manichim okim gevoyev, v'hoilchum okim nomuch. V'zeh kedushas Yaakov avinu shom ha-ketoynti mikol ha-chatzodim. That's kedushas ha-Torah. That is the anivus of Yaakov avinu. Ketoynti. But all of them, and by the way, and when a person is an onov and he's zochet the Torah, then he'll be zochet the kovet. But that's the kovet that the Torah gives you. That's the real kovet, not that human beings give you. The real kovet is that the Torah gives you, as the pasuk says, "All of them are kovet chachomim yincholu." And it says in Pirkei Avos and in Chulin, "The ain kovet el Torah." Says the Gemara, "Shekol hamash pilat smoy Hakadosh Baruch Hu magbiyoi." As Gemara says in Erevin, "Ukumesh omer," as it says, "Taki in Zohar Chodosh." In Zohar Chodosh, it says, "Mam di ihu zoir ihu rav." Whoever is a shuffle, whoever keeps low profile, Ihuraz, he himself will turn out to be great. So what we find by Yaakov Avinu, as a matter of fact, Nishlim Tachlis Habir Yaakov Avinu, completed fully, right? Completed fully to the highest degree, the Shleimus, the Gimel and Yonam Hanal. By Yove Yaakov Sholem means, Sholem ben Gupoi, the Memoina Viterosoi, Yaakov Avinu is Mesakin, the three Pegonim, the three basic deficiencies. The three basic problems in the world, right, which destroy the world. Kino, Tithe, and Kovod, Yaakovinu single-handedly as an individual encompassed a tikkun in all of these three areas. If you look at Yaakov, you'll realize Esav is the complete opposite. Esav, how do you read it in these three areas? B'tachlis hayirida. Yaakovino had a tikkun b'tachlis hashleimus, and Esau was the complete opposite. See, on the other side of the pole, that in these three areas, as Reb Tzadik shows us, Esau's actually his hashchosa was tie v'kin and kovet, and completely in the other direction, Yaakovino had a tikkun in these three areas. V'esav hoyetachlis ahepes. No, not just lahepes, but the tachlis ahepes. He had it to the extreme lowness, extreme hashchosa. Kasham the Gemara says in Baba Basra, She'ovar alavid Zoro, Gilarayas, Shvichazomin. Says Reb Tzadik, if you analyze these three things, these are the three cardinal averas, we're very familiar with these, but what are the underpinnings of these three averas? Look what Reb Tzadik sees in this. Tzadik Sheheim, Megimel Pagomin. These three averas stem from three different roots, from the same three deficiencies that we're talking about in the Tithe and Covet. How so? So this is, I'll show you. Sheikh HaZomim, what motivates a person to commit, right, such an act of murder? What? It's from Sheikh of Kin and Kas. It's jealousy, right? He's a jealous person. Why do you want to murder him? Because this person is stepping into your territory. He's occupying your space. This person is your competition, right? If this person would be far away from you, he wouldn't bother you. There it is, he's too close to you, and you feel that he's competing with you. You're jealous of him. So there's a bonus Sheikh Hakina Bakas. Taiva is Gilaraya, right? And Avodah Zarah that comes from Geus, the Hisnasus. Achiroitzel is Goyas Alakoil. He wants to, right? He wants to be a deity. He wants to be worshipped. He should be worshipping Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he has enough Gaiva, you know, he associates. That's enough Avodah Zarah. Achiroitzel is Goyas Alakoil. He is Avodah Zarah. Kamashinem and Nuchadnetzar. But Netzar, we find, he says, Allah Albom Seyav Adam Eliyoy. Not enough that Nebuchadnezzar conquered the entire world. He says, now that I conquered the entire world, now I have to go further. Where's the next place? The next world, the upper world. That's about his art. He wants to be a god also. So the root of these three Averis, Avedizor, Gilalais, and Shvich HaZomim, these are from Taivik, Kin, and Kovit. And since we are told the Gemara of the Basra, as is quoted, that Esau, right, was over on all of these three, the pshat is that Esau actually, right, his hashchosa was rooted in these three hashchosa of midos, in the midos of kina, tam, and kovet. Now comes the story to the punchline. The Yaakov Avinu kishenishlam begimel shleimus hanal. Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to the hashlomet of these three inyonim, right? In other words, he was mesaken kina, tithing, kovet. Then only was he zoiche to the highest level of experiencing Kedusha Shabbos. Because you have to realize, Kedusha Shabbos means that your nefesh is connected, as we pointed out before, that your nefesh is mekusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more tainted your nefesh is, the less possibility of being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more pure your nefesh is, the more you can tap in and become even better connected and stronger connected to a higher level, to a higher degree, and more firmly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate Shmir Shabbos experience would come when Yaakovinu was Kain Shleimus in the three areas of Kina, Tithe, and Kovet, Vayove Yankiv Sholem. So it says Reb Tzadik, that's why V'nichtev Olof, therefore now Vayove Yankiv Sholem, it is after Yaakovinu conquered the Ashkos of these three Midos, elevating his Neshama to the highest level of Shleimus in each and every area of deficiency, of normal deficiencies of mankind. Yaakovinu is misaken these deficiencies. So after that it says, Vayichan, Espanera, Vayichan is Lashem Menuche, is Shabbos. That's what the Medrash learned out, Yinesh Menuche Shabbos. Because it's a Hobo Hotalia. Yaakovinu is now Neshome. Zetazoi, Yaakovinu, once he became a Shole, right, in the three areas of Shleimus, in Kinatayv and Kovet, then he comes to Kedusha Shabbos B'Shleimus. Because it's very simple, Rabbi Isai. Tzadik may not be saying it to Ferish, but what's in the words of Reb Tzadik, in the world of Shabbos, there's no room for imperfection. In the world of Shabbos, there's no room for imperfection. Shabbos is Mein Olam Haba, perfect world up there. To be able to live and to experience Kedusha Shabbos, you'll only glean from Shabbos and take out of Shabbos, right, according to your own perfection. The more perfect you are, the more shleimus you have, more you have the ability to experience Kedusha Shabbos to the utmost degree. So Yaakovinu, after Vayove Yaakov Sholem, when he was mashlim himself in all areas of Shleimus, Then Vayichan after a year, then he comes to Kiddush Shabbos. Shabbos also, one can say, is a notion Shvise, right? Shvise means to rest, which means that Shvise, that all negative midot lie dormant. Shvise, Taive, Kine, Kovet, these driving forces that normally drive a person, Shabbos said, no. In my world, you don't have these things. These things lie, these Ashkosa Digimidis, they lie dormant. They are Shoivis. All the negative midot. As we say in the Kegavna, those who say it, by the way, those who say it, they say it says there, Chositra Achro, it says Mora Dedina, Mesabra, maybe Shabbos comes, so all these evil forces are removed. Shabbos, all these evil forces are removed. In the world of Shabbos, these negative midos, they lie dormant. So to be able to really experience Shabbos is if you conquer these midos. The more you conquer these midos, you have a similarity. To be able to fit into Shabbos, the more you fit into the world of Shabbos, that is your entry into the world of Shabbos, and to experience Shabbos on the highest level. And by the way, it's very possible that that's why Yaakovinu, the way Reb Tzadik is telling us, that's why it's called the Bechir Shebavis. Because you see Reb Tzadik in another piece we had, if you remember, Avram, which is Midas HaChesed, right? Midas HaChesed, and the Yitzchak, which is Midas Gevura, and Yaakov is Teferis, is a combination. Avram Avinu, he pointed out with Midas HaChesed, fights off the Indian of Kina. He says in Gevura, Yitzchak is the other Midas, and Yaakov Avinu was Mashum all, which means he has all three. He warded off Sai Kina and Sai Taiva and Kovet as well. And this is the Shleimus that Yaakov Avinu attained. He was Mashum and Sof Sholem. So finishes with Tzadik off like this. And he says, Gracious Rabbah, look in the Medrash, Navy Al Posik. On the Posik by Yobo Yankiv Sholem, the Medrash brings also another Posik, the Posik in Eir. Mashinema in Eir, it says like this. Bishesh Tzorois, it says in Eir, it says, from six Tzorois, from six calamities, Yatilcha, he will save you. Ubisheva, and even the seventh calamity, Vayiga Bechora. The Medrash uses this Posik in Eir to depict Yaakov. It says in the Posik, Shesh Tzorois is a neged vav yimei amaisa, shem neged bir vav amidoi. How are the six midos? Sholeshem keneged gimel avos, shehei ma'akov lehem, the three avos. They correspond to the first three. Avraham Avinu is keneged chesed, right? Yitzchok is keneged gevura, Yaakov is keneged teferet, ubehem nichlelu hasholesh hamistafim hem ki yedua. As he says, as is known in Kabbalistic sources, that the second three, the next three, right, are derivatives from the first three. So these are the six. Well, acha shenishlo mehem, when you finish the first six, what is the seventh midah? Malchus. What is the seventh day of the week? Shabbos. Shabbos, that's Malchus. That's when you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, la'achas ha'mishlam v'hem, goyim l'bechines Kodesh Shabbos. That's what Tzadik said. Only after Vayobe Yankiv Sholem. After you have Shleimus and all of the Zion Midas and all the areas, right? You're Mesakin your Chesed, you're Mesakin your Gevura, you're Mesakin all of the Zion Midas, then you come to Malchus, which is the ultimate midah, which is connected to Kodesh Shabbos. To really experience Kodesh Shabbos, to really be able to take out of Shabbos what Shabbos has to offer, your neshama has to be prepared for it. And that is to attain shleimus. The more shleimus you have in your neshama, you'll be able to receive Shabbos. Therefore, after the sheish, the posuk says, b'sheva l'yiga b'chora, shu'tachlis shleimus ha'kedusha, shekvar en shlita, b'bechines ha'hefach, b'shum shemis, which means no shlita, right, in any area, because you have shleimus in all. So this is again an amazing idea. Again, when we look at the Yovis, I'm always extremely bothered, you know, when you see these biblical scholars, and I'm speaking in theme of the Jewish persuasion, but the people who, that's all they are, they're scholars, and they take the Torah, right, and they just offer their own opinions, depicting the Yovis, you know, in the same way as being simple people like we are, and making exactly the same type of mistakes, criticizing like Moshe Rabbeinu, why they feel that when he was not such a great leader, and so on and so forth, and so on from Yitzchak Yankers. We have Yishtik Lasogit to see that the foundation, the seed that built Am Yisrael, these were people, as Chazal say, Im Rishonim Kamalochim, then Onu Kibnei Yodo. Which means that if we believe that the Rishonim was Zichar like Malachim, but the Im means if we believe, said in Mepharshim, if we believe that they were Malachim, then at least then we are people. But in Rishonim Kibnei Yodam, but if you think they were just people, then Onu Kachamayrit, because that's what it is. So we have to realize the greatness. And certainly if we look, as we see in the Sfarim, such as Reb Tzadik and Yisipa Chasidus, we get a little bit of a glimpse to see to the greatness of the people. I want to conclude, Rabbi Yisrael, just the remaining 5 minutes. We were not able to do it last time. I put it in again because this exactly is a wonderful hemshich. It's a hemshich. I'll tell you, it's an amazing hemshich. It's an amazing hemshich. But this is from the Haflor. The Haflor, of course, was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer, was the Talmud of the Maggid of Mizrich, and who came all the way from Poland and became Rav in Frankfurt, and he was there till 1805, and he was Nifter in 1805, and after that his son became Rav, who was Reb Hirsch Halevi Horowitz, and Mamish, when they passed away, the Haskalah, the Enlightenment came in and Poshe destroyed everything that was there. But Kuponim at that time, I mean, it was at its height and its peak, of Gadlus, the Haflor, of course, with the Mosnaler and all of these great, great, great people. They say about Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, which was the Haflor, that he had problems with his eyes, his vision began to fail him. It is known that he needed an operation, and he refused to do it. So ultimately, convinced him, listen, what do you mean? A person should, you need your eyes. So finally, he said, okay. He says, I agree only to have operation, he says, for one eye. Because learn Torah, one is enough. There's so much problems with Loisa Suru, he says, Ach levavkum achei neichem. There's so much harm. He says, by looking at things which are the antithesis of Torah, and when a person has all these insurance with your eyes, because Baruch already put me in this matzav, he says, I will have an operation on one eye, he said, to be able to learn Torah, but the second eye, he just left it this way. Again, it shows the gadlus of the Torah together with the Kedusha. These things are inseparable. These are not two separate entities. But all the great people, you see how sensitive they were in their Avodas Hashem. As Akdomet of the Purim Yavis, you see it's a small Purim Yavis, but it says a mouthful. Again, I tell you, this is an amazing shtickle of the Haflor. I brought the Gemara here so you'll appreciate it. Look at the shtickle of Gemara by the Zohar, 4 or 5 lines in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. It says, Amru Olav al Malach HaMovis. It was said about the Malach HaMovis Shekuloi Mole Enayiv. Malach HaMovis is filled with eyes. And there's a lot of, by the way, Perushim in the Mepharshim. What is the significance of the Malach HaMovis having a lot of eyes? A lot of different. One of the Mepharshim, for example, say the Malach HaMovis is full of eyes. It means is you can't hide from him. In other words, Malach HaMovis is a maven, on every fad. He's a maven on every situation. So, Malach, you think you can hide, you'll disguise yourself this way. The Malach HaMovis, the Satan will find you. He has eyes all over, which means that he's able to see and he's able to find you. The idea is you can't just evade him unless you do the right thing. So, Omer Olav al Malach HaMovis, Shekuloi Molei Enayim. Bishat Vitrosi Shel Choyle, when the person, right, the time comes. Oymid Mal Merashoysa, the Malach HaMovis stands behind his head. Bechar Bo Yishlufa Biyodoi. And he has his chair, the Malach HaMovis has a sword, which is extended. The tipa shall morit luyaboy. And there is a tipa, right? There is a tipa on that sword. Kivim shechoyle roya oisoi. When the choyle sees the Malach HaMovis, mizdazeya, he trembles. As a result of trembling, seach pif, he opens his mouth. Vizorka l'toach pif. So the Malach HaMovis drops that tipa. That drop, that tipa that he has on the sword, that bitter tipa. He drops into the mouth of the choyle. It is from that tipa, 3 things happen. Mimeno meis, the choyle dies from that tipa. Mimeno masriach, is from that tipa that he decomposes. Mimeno upon of merikos, and it's from that the face turns yellow. Face turns pale. So before I look in, I just want to explain to you, because you'll see his lotion is very dekitzer. I just want to tell you what he was trying to say. He was trying to say that these 3 tipas, this is one tipa. But the truth is, this one tipa really consists, what the floor is saying, consists of 3 separate tipois. And the reason what brings Misa onto a person is truly man himself brings Misa upon himself. Why? Because there are 3 things that was the first cause and is continuous cause for leaving this world. Taiva again, Kina and Kovid. The first Taiva, Kina and Kovid was by the Eitz Hadas. The first Taiva, Kina and Kovid was the Eitz Hadas. Right? So we see that the Eitz Hadas, by the way, had 3 inyonim. Number 1, when the Pesuk, as you might remember, it says, you're not going to die. In other words, this is a kino, this is a jealousy. It's a jealousy that you want to be like a god. There's a jealousy. There's the ian of a covet. You want to eat from the tzedat, right? Because what it's going to do for you, it's going to open your eyes. That's the ian of covet. You're going to be high and mighty by eating the tzedat. And certainly tayve teiro isho kitoyvo etz lamachol chitavo hilenayim. So the first chait had contained all three hashchoses, all three deficiencies. It had tayve kin and covet. And every time when a person dies, the Malchamovitz gives them three tipois. The three drops are keneged, tava, kina, and kovet. And before I tell you just one more thing in the punchline, let's take a look in the Panim Yavis, and I'll tell you one thing which is not in his words, but is included in his words. And it's an amazing thing. Let's take a look. The Yesh Oy L'Ramos Bozeh, says the Panim Yavis, this is the haflor, the Pinchas Chazal Yavish Horovitz. Mashom Chazal, ki Malchamovitz zoig by Gimel Tipit, Malchamovitz throws into the choyle these three drops. Elohim, the chinas hakovet, va'kina va'tavo shemitzin es odem choyle, v'heim boim min horash al etzadas. These three shroshim of evil come from the etzadas. Shehoye boy gimel b'chinas elu. The etzadas contained these three avlos of kina, tithe, and covet. Alkin hu machel oisom es odem koydem oisom. Therefore, the Sotan, the Malchamovitz, gives these three tipoys to a person before he dies, to show him that the reason man dies is because of these three evils. The reason man dies, the reason it was decreed man should die, because he failed all the way in the beginning. First man failed on account of kina and taiva and kovet. And look what he says. The yirmaz mazeh, the remez is, this is what the potik says. The yoyim achocha mimenu. The potik is saying, the yoyim achocha mimenu, the boishim wants to say that mois tomus. It means to say like this. The remez is, When the time of Misa comes from a person, he's going to be fed again a substance of the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas' chait was kina tava kovet. When the Yom HaMisa comes from every person, notice, Kibyoy Mechocha Mois Tomus goes, that every time a person dies, he will again have a shtickel of the Eitz Hadas within him. He will have the three tipois, which is going to be keneged kina, to drive home the message. This is what you have to be misakin. The three tipos are keneged kina, tav, and kovet. So he says, lakach, therefore, niskal el hanochesh, listen to the klola, how exactly, how perfectly it works out. The nochesh was given after that, the nochesh was given three klolas. Three. Works out exactly perfectly. The nochesh was kal. Now, what are the three klolas? Al gechoin chotelech, right? Al gechoin chotelech, which means is that from now on you will not walk on your legs, on your feet, but you will crawl on your belly. That's who bechinas hashiflus v'chakovet. That's shiflus. You're going to be right. You're going to be now. You're going to roll in the dust. You're going to roll on the ground. You're going to be mushpul adlo opor. That's keneged the hashkos of kovet. What was the next klola? Opor toichal. That's hepach ha-taiva. Imagine whatever you're going to eat, it's going to taste like opor. No taiva sachila. Kesham chazal shebechol achilosoy toyim tam opor. And finally, the Eva Oshis Hepech HaKino. What's Eva Oshis? Eva Oshis means I'm going to create an Eva, right? An Eva, which is a sort of, which is going to be a barrier, which is the opposite of Kino. Now it's going to be a separation. Kino is when two people, right, associate with each other. But you know what? There's going to be a separation. Nezeh Shomru Chazal Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al Odom. It says Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al Odom Shitzivo. What did Hashem command Odom Rishon? Al Gilarayis Avodizorish v'chazomen. Says the Ponim Yofis, just like the Tzaddik, these three things correspond to Kina, Tithe, and Kovet. Gilarayis, remember he said it by Esav, the Tzaddik said it before by Esav. You see how great big people think alike. Says the Tzaddik, these are the same things. Says the Ponim Yofis, Vaitav Hashem Elokim Al Odom, he was really commanded against Gilarayis, Avodizorish v'chazomen. That's what Chazal say. But Tzaddik say, the Ponim Yofis says, these are the three same bechinas. Avodizorish v'chinas HaKovet. Kveshomru, the Chazal say, Kolam is goy, whoever is about gaiv is kiloiv and avodizora. So avodizora is keneged kovet. The doichik ragla shchine pushes away the legs of the shchine. The gilarai is that bechines taiva. Shechadom and that bechines kina vashem is borach yatzalei mehem. So let me tell you and conclude what you have to read between the lines. So the Purim Yovah says, the three tipoys that the Malachamovitz gives to a person is to remind him that the sibah of death is because of three things. It's because of kina, taiva, and kovet. And what is the consequence? The Gemara says, what does the three tipois cause? Memeno meis, right, he dies, right, from that tipo. Memeno masriach, right, memeno masriach, and also is memeno ponot marikos. These three episodes, these three things, these three consequences, memeno meis, memeno masriach, memeno ponot marikos, possibly also correspond connected to three things. In other words, kino, he said, is right. Kino is when there's a period between two people, then there's no kino. The eva oshis, when there is a separation, there's no kino. Person dies, there's no kino. He separates from society. Memeno meis, that's connected the aval of kino. Then malchamovit, memeno masriach, that's connected midas hakovit. When a person's masriach, understand? They're right. Nobody wants to start. There's no reason to be misgoy over here. That's the opposite. It's just the opposite, because as a matter of fact, that's the union of the heifer, and then finally pon of marikois, you know, that is we find v'hadarta of pnei zokim, right? That's the union. Oh, that's the heifer. That's the heifer. So you have to, so again, can I give midas ha-taiva? That's masriach. Again, can I give midas ha-taiva? That's masriach. Can I give midas ha-taiva? That's masriach. Can I give midas covered? It's pon of marikois. Can I get the midah of kino? It's misa. It's misa. So you see how beautifully it ties in. The three tipois, I can get the three avlus of kino, tav, and covered. And it causes also three things. Misa, it causes masriach, and it causes, and these were the three things that the tzaddik says, vayova yankiv sholem. Yaakov Sholem, Taka was Mesakin, Lefiza, the Chet of other Mauritian. By the way, Rabbi Isai, maybe that's why it says Yaakovinu Loimei. Because the Siba of Misa was because, why? Because of the three things, Kina, Tide, and Kovid. Yaakovinu was the one that Ritzotik says, Vayova Yaakov Sholem, means he was a Sholem in all three areas. But that's why Yaakovinu Loimei, because he was Mesakin, Taka, that Chet. So this is, again, this is the greatness, as we see here again, of Yaakovinu, and certainly the other Sakadoshim, and gives a little bit of an insight and what we can aspire to.